AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Nearly a week after the terrorist attacks in Paris, the French Prime Minister says his country is under a long and permanent threat, and he warns other extremist cells could still be active. In this country, security has been tightened, but despite threatening messages, FBI Director James Comey says there's no immediate danger in the U.S.
We are not aware of any credible threat here of a Paris-type attack, and we have seen no connection at all between the Paris attackers and the United States.
The House has voted overwhelmingly to impose more restrictions on refugees coming from Syria and Iraq. It's a measure the White House says that President Obama will veto if it clears the Senate. On the campaign trail, GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson compared blocking potential terrorists to guarding against dogs with rabies.
If there's a rabid dog running around your neighborhood, you're probably not going to assume something good about that dog. And you're probably going to put your children out of the way. Doesn't mean that you hate all dogs.
Donald Trump is voicing support for the creation of a mandatory database to track Muslims in the United States. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton outlined her strategy for the fight against the Islamic State group in Syria in a speech in New York and ruled out the use of U.S. ground forces.
Like President Obama, I do not believe that we should again have 100,000 American troops in combat in the Middle East. That is just not the smart move to make here.
And she says she thinks it would be a mistake to respond to another terror attack in the U.S. with ground forces. Former spy Jonathan Pollard will be freed from federal prison on Friday. 30 years ago, he was caught selling American intelligence secrets to Israel. He's to spend at least the next 5 years on parole. A man convicted of killing a woman he met at a Georgia nightclub was put to death on Thursday. Marcus Ray Johnson declined to make a final statement. This is AP Radio News. Former Subway spokesman Jared Fogle has been sentenced to more than 15 years on child pornography charges. Prosecutor Joss Minkler says the sentence fits the crime.
Jared Fogle's defense team came in and asked for a five-year prison sentence. We argued strongly against it. We thought the facts and law justified a much harsher sentence. And ultimately, the judge agreed with us and imposed a sentence of 15 years, 8 months.
He made his comments on WRTV. Fogle apologized to his victims before that sentence was announced. A California police officer was shot to death in his own car as he was getting off work. Investigators say he was killed in a botched robbery attempt. Three people, including a 16-year-old boy, were arrested within hours. The Nevada Supreme Court has ruled that a Reno hospital must keep a 20-year-old comatose college student on life support. A review is underway on the legality of a medical standard used to determine if she was brain dead. And in Monday Night Football, Jacksonville beat the Titans 19-13. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.